flying policemen. There are now all kinds of checkpoints and curfews. One day we ride to school and every other person on the street and in their cars is wearing black. When Sam asks Mundine about it, my brother says these people are voicing a silent protest. Sometimes I think of my growing silence that way, voicing a silent protest. More and more people are getting arrested, too. I hear the men talking one night about this one drugstore where the owner, a sympathizer, will sell you a pill you can take if you get caught by the SIM. It kills you instantly. That way you can't be tortured and reveal the names of other dissidents. Every time I help Chucha with the laundry, I check all of Papi and Theotoni's pockets, just in case they've forgotten their pills there. I plan to flush them down the toilet, all but one, which I'll keep for myself, in case the SIM take me away. I'll slip that pill in my mouth and then my crucifix. Maybe God will forgive me for committing suicide to avoid being murdered? So much for trying to be brave and strong like Joan of Arc.
Ya esto no se puede soportar, Theotoni is saying.
This has got to stop. They've been waiting around for weeks for a delivery of what they call the ingredients for the picnic. Tonight is no different from any other night, except that their voices are starting to sound more desperate. The Americans are playing with us. That's what you don't realize, Theotoni continues. I know he's talking to Papi, who says that after the way Washburn helped with Lucinda, he trusts ese caballero with his life. It's not Washburn, it's his people in Washington dragging their feet, another voice is saying.